Let me quickly
a minor matter.
Oh, Ryan here wants to be heard.
But let me quickly do items 1, 2, and 3 before Public Works gets involved.
Some move, Mr. Chairman?
Move the three. Try to sneak.
Slip that one in.
Yeah.
So these are one, two, and three,
we do this every year.
Sure. Yeah.
Affecting the rules of the board for purposes of holding the public hearings and running the public hearings for the budget. So the resolutions are in front of you. I've got to get past something today. So I've had a motion from Mr. Burton on all three resolutions. I got Mr. Burton to pass the moving item 1, 2, 3. Second by Mr. Ryan. Again, these are resolutions affecting how we run our public hearings for the 2012 county budget debate. Any other questions? Necessary resolution. Well, it's been moved and seconded. Any other debate? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we pass up.
There we go.
And now it's
Mr. Chairman.
So you want to take Mr.
I guess for this joint meeting between the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation, the Budget and Appropriations Committee to take up two items, and we can very quickly get into in and out of the first number 4184. It's authorized the transfer of funds from east of Hudson. In our discussions earlier this morning, a number of us have raised a couple of issues with respect to additional information that's needed on not only this item but other related items. And so I would ask at this point that the two committees not get into a discussion about this morning. Let's wait till we have everything in hand, and then we can move forward at an appropriate time. This item, I gather, is also probably on my agenda for this afternoon at some point, among other things, and I'm going to ask that it be set aside this afternoon as well. So unless there's an objection by the members of the two committees, we're not ready to talk about this as we don't have all the information that we need on the table. Is there any objection just to setting this aside at this point?
Can I just ask one question?
Right.
I happen to notice, and I'm just wondering procedurally, our SECR documentation is dated April 21st, 2008. Might that be a tad old?
On this particular item. That might be one of the items we want updated. It just goes to the point of how long this item has actually been in front of us. And,
well, I see some fond old names here.
Right. Well, we'd like to see this sooner rather than later, but at this point, that might be one of the things that we either confirm that there's been no changes, but obviously the package is not ready to go this morning. So.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to keep the Budget Committee's record of deferring today. just add it to the list. We'll just keep deferring. So that's fine.
That's good. But that's a good point, Judy, because it's not one of the newer items hanging around here.
I think this is the final item of the Budget Committee, Mr. Chairman.
So this will go back in
4655. It's a proposal by our colleague, Mary Jane Chimsky. And at this point, Mary Jane, let me ask you if you would take us through this, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Last year, as some of you may recall, $50,000 was appropriated by the board to the Greenberg Nature Center for three different service contracts. What had happened was the county executive zeroed them out. The board added, it was actually 49 worth of service contracts. The county executive vetoed, this board overrode. At this point, we're almost all the way through the year. The Greenberg Nature Center has been providing services based on those contracts throughout the year. And the county executive refuses to execute the contract.
Okay. Do we have, is there anyone from the administration that can talk to this? At this point, obviously, in a nutshell, this is an item, appropriation item, that is in the current 2011 budget. And clearly, like many of the nonprofit agencies, there is a cash flow impact of our inability to execute these contracts in a timely manner throughout the year. This apparently is one that is really pushing the envelope. I have talked to people from the Nature Center that are telling me that it's having exactly that impact. And at this point, I'd ask if anyone from the administration is here that can talk about the progress that is being made, or lack of progress, and give the committee any indication as to whether or not the execution of this contract is imminent. Any information at all?
Going once.
Going Hello.
Once. Going twice. Okay, I would like to entertain then, Mary Jane, a motion from you. Can we have a second before we go into discussion? All right. The motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this item before I ask for a vote?
Okay.
Was that for both committees?
All right. Both. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I've just been informed by Mr. Bass that Mr. Oros was invited to attend on this today and has not shown up. He's pleading that they're finishing preparations on the budget.
I would
for next year.
Mr. Chair, I would move this for budget.
Second.
Okay, so it's moved by Mr. Harkin for budget and second by Mr. Burke for budget.
I just wanna walk it.
Fair enough.
Okay. So our understanding is correct. I mean this through the politics of the budgetary process last November and December.
Mm-hmm.
This was fully discussed. A decision was made by this board to put it into the budget. We went through that whole veto and override routine with this, and today this act, and understandably so. It's the middle of November, and this act then is authorizing and directing. And actually, you know, it shouldn't be necessary, but affirmative action by our part to reinforce something that is already clearly in the picture, but it's authorization direction directed the county executive to take action necessary to accomplish the purpose that we originally laid out almost 1 year ago. All right.
I would also like to note, just for the record, that in the past couple of weeks, I believe this the nature of this kind of expenditure that was in our budget and continues to be in the budget for 2011 was referred to repeatedly as pork and slush fund.
Yeah. Well,
however,
by anybody who knows.
Well, been taxed for already.
Well, if I may speak to that, Mr. Chairman. The Greenberg Nature Center does all kinds of wonderful work within the community. It does a lot of habitat preservation. It's like the biggest piece of open space we have in that area at this point. They also do a lot of public education, both for children and grown-ups, mostly for children. Once again, Greenberg, White Plains, Sleepy Hollow benefit a great deal from the services provided by the Greenberg Nature Center. The Nature Center has also begun to make overtures for groups of children in Mount Vernon. This is a very valuable organization. The children learn a lot. The adults learn a lot. As I said, it's a very important piece of habitat preservation and open space preservation as well. We are talking about services that have, for the most part, if not in their entirety, already been rendered. And once, in so many respects, this almost feels to me like the kind of thing that's been going on with the Cornell Cooperative Extension. We understand that there are certain parts of the political spectrum that do not believe we should be spending any money on the environment. We see that the Cornell Cooperative Extension, probably the only county in the state where they may be in real serious danger of having a shutdown because of what's been going on with their contract, and I fear that this is simply part of the same on a more local level with the smaller organization.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think, for the record, in the in this particular part of the county that I've had in recent years an opportunity to be in and out of, you quickly learn that the Greenberg Nature Center probably needs to change its name because it touches people in many, many communities.
Yes, absolutely.
I learned a few years ago that many people in White Plains, so that would include both mine and Alfreda's district, people in Harrison, which now includes the districts of three, or come the first year will be three legislators on this board. So the point is, it's a you know, a multi-community outreach, membership, benefit, as is with Cornell Cooperative Extension. And, you know, and I guess the bigger point here is that it's in front of us. Legitimately, they had an expectation that their contracts would be executed, that the money would flow. There's a process here, and if everybody would learn that, you know, the process has certain provisions in it, and you get to take your best shot. And during that process, both the executive and legislative branches do just that. They take their best shot, but in the end, in playing by the rules, you may win with some of the things that you want, and you may lose with some of the things that you want. And in this particular case, anyone that was looking to see them written out of the 2011 budget lost on that particular item. There were some items that didn't survive and didn't make it into 2011. But in playing by the rules, everybody, at least down here on 8, seems to understand how the rules are written and how the rules have to be followed. But in this particular case, everyone followed the rules down here, did what we were legally supposed to do. This was one of the items that was put back into the 2011 budget due to our override, which we're legally allowed to do. And in any other county in the world, but most people would understand that, okay, that's how that ended with that particular item. And now it's time to execute the contracts and put the money into their hands so they can carry out the contractual agreement with us to provide programs and services. And unfortunately, in this case, this has not happened. So, I don't know. If there's any other discussion, fine, now's the time for it. But our next action is to vote.
If I might address the fiscal impacts, because there's been a lot of discussion about how we're breaking the bank. We have to remember that, first of all, this has already been appropriated, and this was already factored in the 2.2% tax reduction last year. Second of all, we're talking about $49,000 in a county of over 1 million people, which by my calculations means this costs less than a nickel per resident.
All right. Thank you, Mary Jane. Well, as Bill said, we've been through this, and unfortunately, we have to take this action, but we'll see if the county's exercise signs the act. For both committees, this vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then we have one.
The
item passes both committees, so we'll send it out to the floor tonight. All right. There's no other.
We have one set of minutes tonight for BNA.
Budget.
There's no objection. I stand a motion to adjourn Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
Objection. Minutes of Monday, October 31st. I'll entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.